How long's he been in there?
17 years.
10 years.
17 years.
17 years, yeah. 10 years sounded a little early to me. They usually play that, you know, they go through that. Now tell me again.
I know my thread.
Yeah, it's a thread. I want to get this, you know. That thread got you up here just now.
Yeah.
Do you believe that? You know that. You've been around the Spirit before.
Yeah.
And all I want to do, look here, I just don't want to miss it. You know how important this is? What if I miss this? What if I get this wrong?
You're not going to get it wrong because God's not going to let you get it wrong.
Okay.
That's why I'm here.
Okay.
God brought me here.
Okay.
He said, I'm here for a reason. For some reason, I'm here.
Now, I want you to think.
Me.
I want you to think. I want you to think now. I've never prayed about anything that's like this. No, I'm up to it. God knows, you know I'm up to it. But I want you to help me.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you to speak in just a few moments on just this one subject.
Okay.
I want you to tell me, is this all the people that wants to be around the Holy Ghost? That's okay. I'm inviting you. And I'm going to jump on you, but we're here to grow in the Lord. That's what we're here. This is a laboratory. This is a laboratory. This is a training center. Now, I'm going to ask you this. I have never prayed for this in my life, something like this here. I didn't know when I came in what was going to happen. But, you know, I'm learning, too. And we're going to, let me ask you something. Will they let you give him an anointing cloth? Pardon?
In fact, I'm going to see him Friday morning.
I think just for right now, we'll just use this one. We're going to make sure he gets it. And if he can do this, if they'll let him, ask him to take that and sleep with it. Ask him to keep it with him. In Acts chapter 19, the Apostle Paul had handkerchiefs on his body. Remember reading that? And then he gave them to the people,
yeah.
The word says. And they were healed of whatever affliction they had. Now, I'm stunned. Everybody, I'm stunned. And you know what? I can never believe that these little meetings like this with just a handful of people are not important. Now, Mary Catherine, I'm going to ask you again, and I'm going to get this. I'm going to get it. Dwayne, I'm trying to get it. No, you're fine. I just want you to catch this. Can you feel this here? Yeah. We were talking the other day, and the Holy Spirit came down. I'm going to ask you one more time. This has got to be one of the hardest things that you've ever had to go through. Now, Kimber may be right. Do you want a matching anointing cloth for you to keep under your pillow? Well, what I was thinking was this.
Two agrees on anything.
Two agrees on it. That's right. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, I'm in the midst of them. That's right. And I was thinking, if you had matching anointing cloths, you had one and your son had one. Okay. Get one more of those. And who's got a pen? Who can give me a pen real quick? Anybody got a pen? Stay right here. Tell you what I want you to do, Cabron. I want you to write Wendell on there. That's W-E-N-D-E-L-L. Yeah. Now, Kimber, I want you to take this one and take Cabron's pen, and I want you to do this. You're not up here by accident. I want you to write on there, mother. I want you to write mother on there. God cares about you. God cares about this.
He cares about my son.
He cares about your son. He does.
He does.
We wouldn't be doing this.
Uh-huh.
Kelly, put one in one hand and one in the other, whatever you think, which other hand needs to be for the mother and for Wendell. This is for Mom, Mary Catherine.
He's ready to go.
Okay. Now, in the name of Jesus, Father, I'm going to pray in tongues. If anybody has a problem with that, please get over it. This is what I want you to say to your son. You can talk to him at times, right? You tell him, thus saith the Lord, be not afraid. When you go through the fire, I'll be with you. When I go through the waters, I'll be with you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you, even to the end of your journey on earth. You tell them along those lines, okay? Now, are you getting anything, sweetie, to do here or say? Okay. Would you please, everybody, would you just put your hands toward these? We're going to pray. One of them says Wendell. One of them says Mother. Father, in Jesus' name, we lift up this dear mom who's had a kind heart all of her life. And Father, as often as she's here, we've committed to go through this with her. What part of Oklahoma is he in?
McAllister.
Where is that at? How far? About 100 miles?
150. About 160 miles.
160 miles.
About that.
Okay.
More or less.
Now, Catherine, hold your two hands like this here. That's yours and that's his. Everybody stretch your hands. Can you imagine what it would be like to know the day you're going to die? Father, I just loose the power of God on this woman. I just ask you to help her. Help this woman, Father. And Father, help Wendell. I believe that Wendell is as Mary says he is. I believe that he's preparing himself. He knows the Lord. Every day he's working out his salvation with fear and trembling, as the word says. I believe that, Father. And we just anoint these prayer cloths for Wendell and his mother. Now,
take him home. He's ready to come home, Lord. Don't make him go in there.
Kelly, would you pray also? I'm going to ask several people to pray, and you know what? Before this is over, I'm going to give everybody that wants to pray a chance to come over here and pray.
Lord, right now, I just ask that you would give Mary Catherine comfort right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, and I ask for your peace, God. And Lord, you know how a mother's heart is because, Jesus, you had a mother. And so, God, right now, I thank you for this mother right here. And I ask that you would pour, God, so much grace over this situation, Lord. Every inch of everything, every dynamic of it, I just ask you for your grace. And, Lord, I ask you for your sweet, sweet mercy right now in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Now, Dwayne, take this microphone and pray. Pray for Wendell.
Dear Heavenly Father, I lift up Wendell. I just pray for comfort and peace, Father God. You said if our hearts are right when we go, that you'll raise us from the dead and you'll bring us home. And I think that's where we're all going to, I know that's where we're all going to be one day, Father God. So if it's in your will to take him home before execution date, take him home in the name of Jesus, Father God. But have your will in this situation. You know him by name. You know every hair on his head. You know this young lady here we're praying with tonight, Father God. I thank you for giving her comfort and peace. You're the God. You're the only God, Father God. You're the only one that raises people from the dead. You're the healer, Father God. You're the redeemer. So I pray that you have your will in this situation. You said you'll never put nothing on us that we can't handle, Father God. So whatever the situation may be, I thank you for giving her the courage and the strength to handle whatever she faces. But if Wendell's heart's right, you know whether it is or not, Father God. I pray for his soul and for his spirit so it can enter the kingdom of heaven so he can rejoice with his mother one day in heaven in the name of Jesus Christ. And I speak this into existence by the power invested in me by the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Tommy, take this microphone and pray. You knew Wendell, just pray. Don't testify, pray, please.
Father, we just thank you right now, Lord God, that you hear our prayers, Father. We're two or three are gathered in your name, Lord. You're right here, Father, asking any one thing and believing on it, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. Just like she said, his heart is right. His heart is ready to meet you. Lord, we just ask you to fulfill this request of this mother's heart, Father. In Jesus' name, Lord God, we lift him up in Jesus' name. We pray for peace and comfort upon this situation in Jesus' name. All things are possible with God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Now, everybody listen to me for a moment. Those are yours. You make sure Wendell gets his. Now listen to me, everybody. I've never been in a service like this. I just turned 73. And I'm going to be sensitive to two things. Number one, if somebody wants to pray for this, if they feel the need, I'm going to give you an opportunity. And I'm going to be sensitive that this might have, if this is blowing you away like it just did me, you might not want to do anything but pray. Is there anybody here, and I mean this with all sincerity, you feel like you'd like to pray with this mother? Is there anybody here?
Jeremiah, will you pray for her?
God bless you, Jeremiah.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we just come to you in the name of Jesus, God. We ask you, Lord God, that you just touch this lady, Lord. We ask you, Lord God, that you touch her heart, God. Lord, that you give her peace in this situation, God. We ask you, Lord God, that you just minister to her as she sleeps, God. You just show her what she needs to do, God. And we just pray for her son, Father God, that you just minister to him heart as he's laying in his bed in prison, Lord. We ask you, Lord God, that you show him what he needs to do, Father God. Father God, that you direct his path, God, and you show him, God, if he's not right with you 100%, God, you let him know that he needs you want the whole core of him, God. Lord God, you want all of him, God. We ask you, Lord God, that you just give him peace in his heart, Lord God, that you give him peace in his mind, God. And we ask you, Lord God, that you work out the situation right here, Lord. We ask you, Lord God, that your will be done, but not ours, God. And whatever you want, God, we ask you to do it in the name of Jesus.
Amen. All right.
Thank you, Jesus, for all these prayers. Thank you for answered prayers. Thank you for watching over Wendell. Thank you for loving him and taking care of him all these years. And taking care of me, keeping me from going insane. Thank you, Father. I give you praise and glory in your precious, precious holy day.
Amen. Susan, you feel this? This moment, listen to what the Word of God says. Jesus said these words, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anybody hears me knocking and opens up, I will come into them." Let me ask you a question, Susan. Is Jesus knocking at your heart's door right now?
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you one more question. Would you open up and invite him in?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Girls, you get around her. And this is your friend you brought her, Kelly. Everybody just get around this woman. And you just stay right there. And I'll tell you what. Look at me, Susan. I want you to say, "Father in heaven."
Father in heaven.
Somebody like her.
Somebody like her.
Susan, that's okay. I'm on my knees because I'm afraid I'm going to fall down. Honest to goodness, guys. Say, "Father in heaven."
Father in heaven.
I feel Jesus knocking at my heart's door.
I feel Jesus knocking at my heart's door.
I need a Savior.
I need a Savior.
Jesus.
Jesus.
I open my door, my heart's door to you right now.
I open up my heart's door to you right now.
And I ask you to come in.
And I ask you to come in.
Forgive me for my sins.
Forgive me for my sins.
With your help, Jesus.
With your help, Jesus.
I will try to live for you.
I will try to live for you.
Every day.
Every day.
For the rest of my life.
For the rest of my life.
I'm going to lay my hands on you. Jesus is going to come in right now. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, thank you for this person that loves Mary Catherine. Thank you, Lord. You showed her heart. Father, thank you, God. The anointing is taught and the anointing is called. Help her, Father. Help her in Jesus' name with her friend Mary Catherine. Mary Catherine, you're going to be able to help this woman. Okay? Father, fill her with the word. Fill her with the blessings. In Jesus' name, God bless you. God bless you. You know, a soul has been added to the kingdom. Could we give the Lord a praise? Amen. Amen. And Miss Susan, you just sit down. We probably have some literature for you. And this is my daughter, Pastor Kelly. She is the head pastor of this church. And I've never seen anybody love like she loves. And we just welcome you here. And yes, and our family. Praise God, everybody. Praise God. I'm going to share something with you. There ain't no dull midweek services where the Holy Ghost is. What each and every one of us need is the Spirit of God working in our life where we can be sensitive and we can see hurting people, where we know who to call out, and where we try to do more good than harm with them. Because you know what? Everybody is important to the one who hung on that old rugged cross. And there, the Lord shared a revelation with me that people, a few weeks ago I was ministering to a lady, people feel so bad about themselves, they say, I deserve what's happening to me. But that's not true. Yeah, right there. Okay. All right, Susan, I'm going to tell you something. That ain't, see, that cross says no. No, you don't deserve it. That's why, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe on him would not perish, but have eternal life. For the Son of God did not come into the world to condemn people, John 3:17, but to save them, but to save them. God's not condemning anybody in this room. I can feel it in this room. People saying, well, I deserved it. I did this. No, that old rugged cross right there. He's saying, he lifts me up to heavenly places, and his banner over me is love. It's not condemnation. He's not accusing you. If you're being accused, you're being accused by the accuser of the brethren. You know how he works, Mindy? He works on our mind, and he reminds us as often as we'll entertain him, give no place for the devil. Make no provision for the flesh, and love not the world. That's what the word says. But he works on our minds, doesn't he? And he tells us things, and he tries to convince us, well, you deserve this. Well, no, not. Then what was the cross all about? Exactly. Hallelujah. I'm so glad you came back, sweetie. I was thinking about you. The Spirit was preparing me to see you again. I'm so glad, and you're happy. Yeah. You're halfway happy. That's wonderful. And you've got a beautiful daughter. God bless you. God bless all these kids. You know what? I'm going to take just a few minutes, and we're going to be through with this before. We've got some lovely food for you guys, as always. I'm so proud of everybody in here. We're in John chapter 5, verses 1 through 7. And we're going to start right there. I started this last week. You know what? These four places in the Word, I don't know how long it's going to take to get through them. Because you know what? We're not timing it. I want you to have what's inside of me. I want you, because you know what? I don't just do this in this church building. I do it everywhere I go. All the time. Tommy, listen to me. Look at me, son. I met a girl. She works at Porky's. She knows your son over there. She's got four daughters. You know who I'm talking about? Call her name. I can't remember. Okay. I ministered to her. Last week, me and Billy pulled up to get fuel early in the morning. But there was, everybody follow with me, John chapter 5, verses 1 through 7. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, there is at Jerusalem, by the sheep market, a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. And I want you to hear what that means in the Aramaic tongue. Bethesda means, in the original tongue, the house of loving kindness. We do a, you know what? That's who God really is. Angel, that's who he really is. You know, when we feel condemned, that ain't God doing that. We know who that is. The house of loving kindness. Okay? And in these porches, these five porches, lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. Waiting for the moving of the water. You know what I have to do this? And anybody can do this. Hey, I've been doing this before I was ever a preacher. I began to do this when I became a believer at the age of 19 years old in 1971. And the motorcycle gang that I was in, the Lone Wolves, we had to go to the San Jose chapter of the Hell's Angels and get permission to fly our colors. And them guys, several of them guys, came checking on me and two or three, they just checked one time too many on my mother's kitchen floor. They got on their knees. We got on our knees together, and they asked Christ to come into their life. I'm telling you, God will take a person, Susan, if you give him half a chance. He'll change you from the inside out, and he won't do it by condemning you or pointing out your faults. He'll do it by loving you. Do you feel that love in here? It's here, and it's here for you. You're not here by accident. This is called a divine appointment. This is the we called it in the 70s a happening. It's happening. Amen? Are you familiar with that term? Yeah, if you came from California, you probably are. Well, anyhow, for an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. And whosoever, anybody, after the troubling of the water, the first one that stepped in was made of any disease that he had, no matter how, stage four, stage four and a half, stage five, one foot in the grave on another on a banana peel. It didn't matter. But you know what they were? They came expecting. God is trying to get you and I, whenever we come into this building, to just expect something beautiful, something good. All my confusion, he understood. All I had to offer him was brokenness and strife, yet he made something beautiful in my life. That's what he's going to do with Susan. That's what he's doing with each and every one of us every day. And a certain man was there for a long time, 38 years. Now, this is my point I want to make to you. I want you to be aware in your life at the times, gas station, wherever, can I tell you something? All of this belongs to my Father. It's fair game. If you're lost, I'm coming for you. Amen? But I want you to learn this in your life. There are key moments in your life. There are people that you're meeting and running into. Remember the little girl that met her at the gas station? I forgot what I said. I said, you did the right thing. She was telling her, I don't want to be in a relationship with you. And we ministered to her. We showed her love. You are a part of that. I want you to be looking for the troubling of the water in your life, because it can happen everywhere, anywhere. The next phone call you get, the next person you meet, when you pull up to the gas station, you go get you a burger. Now, was it the onions that had E. coli, or was it the onions? Anybody hear what it was? Was it the meat?
It was the meat.
It was the meat. Okay. See, I got you interested. I don't care what we talk about. I want you to be into this thing here. Amen? Amen. Because there's times, angels, that we're just going along, and all of a sudden something happens, and it's something, there's something important. You meet somebody that's important for some reason. Either they're going to minister something to you, or you're going to minister something to them. And I'll tell you what you can't do. And I'm going to teach you guys this. If I say there's somebody in here, this, that, or the other, please don't come up to me after the service and say, hey, that was for me. I'll pray for you still, but it ain't going to have the same effect. He's looking for the troubling of the water. See, you know what happens when somebody gives you a word? All of a sudden, you're the next one to step in the pool. You're right there. God levels the playing field, and you're there. And I want you to learn. I want you to come in here hungry. I want you to go out that door. We have used to have a sign on that door right there that said, when you leave this building, you're now entering the mission field. Act accordingly. Look here. Everybody outside of this church and inside, they're fair game. How many of you want to be a soul winner? I mean, if you could. Let me see your hands if you want to win a soul for Jesus. Let me see a hand if you want to win a soul for Jesus. Yes. You know what? I want you to win a soul for Jesus. And you know what? The one who sent me here, he wants it even more. Because see, you're special. You're a snowflake. You're one of a kind. In Psalm 139, David said this, I will praise you, Father in heaven, because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Give me your two hands. Look at me. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. And anybody or any spirit, any thought in your mind that tells you different is wrong. They're not telling you the truth because you're special. Sweetheart, tell me your name again. What is it?
Aaliyah.
I'll probably ask you 1,000 more times, but don't hold it against me. Your mother's special. Now, let me ask you something. Have you noticed that about your mom? She's a special person. Amen. Amen. Look at that over there. Look at that over there. Let me ask you something. What if this is real? What if this is real? What if the words of Jesus in John chapter 3? What if when he told Nicodemus, you got to be born again? What if that's real? And if it's not, is any of it real? Dwayne, what do you think?
That's real.
Are you glad you came tonight? You and me were talking about this service before it ever happened, weren't we?
Yeah, we were.
I've never been in a service like this. I have never seen anything like this. I am, you know what? If somebody would catch me, I'd probably be slain in the spirit right now. But anyhow, I want you to get that in. I want you to be looking for the troubling of the water in your life. I want God's going to trouble your water. Why? Because you're special. Because he wants to use you. Every one of you. Every one of you. Your children. All of you. He wants to use you. Jeremiah, just like Kelly had you to rightly come up and pray, he wants to use you. You're special. You're special. Every one of you is special, special people. Now, girls, come up here. And while we're doing this, everybody in here, be making your peace with God right now. Miss Susan, we'll be teaching you about this. We take communion. Examine your hearts right now, because I'm going to get you out here on time. Okay? You mean you can do all of that and get us out of time? Well, I'm going to try. I might be 2 minutes late. I don't know, but it, all right. Okay. Now, girls, if you would please take the bread, and you take one side, the side you want, and you take another side. There's very few young people like this in the world, I guarantee you. And just begin to give it to them, each one, yeah? You take that side, and you take this side. Most of you know what's going on here. Brenda McElhaney, did you know it was going to be like this tonight? Are you blessed? Were you blessed for coming? Do you believe what just happened here? My gosh. My gosh, my gosh. This is the Lord Jesus' body. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. I am the manna that fell down from heaven for 40 years in the desert and fed the Jewish people in the wilderness. Healing is the children's bread. If you need a healing, listen to me now, in your spirit, soul, or body, I want you to stand up tonight. Don't, the water's being troubled right now. If you don't need anything, I wouldn't stand up. There's no sense in it. But if you need something from God, if you need some supply, what does that mean? There's something lacking in my life. It might be finances. You know, it might be a restoration with a friend. Whatever it is, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, you're so good. God is so good. He all the time that he'd use us. Oh, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Did anybody get you in the sound booth yet, Evan? You guys? Good. All right. Now, if you need something from God tonight that the bread covers, I want you to stand up. Now, I'm going to ask you to do something. I'm going to ask you to break this emblem. And in doing that, you're doing this in remembrance of the Lord. We put him on the cross. Young man, you and me, we put him on that cross. Our lives did. You believe that? We all needed to be saved, didn't we? We was all, Jesus said, all we like sheep have gone astray. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And break that emblem and say with me, Father in heaven, thank you so much. I had a terrible debt. I could not pay it. It was the debt of sin. You sent your son to be my Savior, to die on the cross, that I could be free. I believe that, and I thank you. And could we please eat together? Now these two handmaidens of the Lord, anointed, you watch what these girls do. Go ahead and pass it out. Thank you, sweetheart. You watch what these kids do. God knows how to pick them. You watch what these young people do. Now, when you get your emblem, the cup, this cup, Jesus said he took the cup after supper and he said, this cup, what's in it? He said, everybody drink out of this. He said, this is the new covenant, the new testament. The word testament and covenant mean the same thing in the original language. In my blood. In my blood. And I'm going to ask if anybody in here needs to activate the blood tonight. If you're being tormented in your life by any evil spirit, bad dream, a curse, bad